Three large convex mirrors in downtown Berks Falls intended to improve traffic are now in place. The 3-foot diameter mirrors are about 20 feet off the ground on the corner of Ontario and Yonge Streets, the intersection of Yonge and Sipples Streets, and lastly where Sipples goes through the Highway 520 underpass as motorists approach the one-lane Armstrong Bridge. Derek Smith, the village's public works foreman, says the municipality bought the mirrors after getting complaints the last couple of years over sight lines at the three locations. Smith says the issue with sight lines has resulted in collisions in the past, and to alleviate this, Smith says Public Works explored several options. In the case of Ontario and Yonge, 4 parking spaces on Ontario at the intersection were removed so motorists entering Ontario from Yonge had a better view of approaching traffic. Yonge Street is very steep on both sides of Ontario and was considered the most problematic of all the streets with sightline issues. When Yonge Street traffic is coming downhill toward Ontario or on the other side uphill toward Ontario, motorists face sightline issues because they're stopped on a steep hill and have difficulty seeing the Ontario traffic. Smith says removing 2 parking spaces each on both sides of Ontario improved the sightline somewhat, but eventually Public Works staff suggested the convex mirrors to the town council. Smith says it's not 100%, but notes the wide-angle view of the mirror at this location tells Yonge Street motorists exactly what kind of traffic is on Ontario Street with an improved sightline. The second problematic sightline is how Mackenzie Street and Sipples Street form a V and converge with Yonge Street. Sipples is another road with a very steep hill, and motorists coming to the V-section stop at Mackenzie and Sipples experience sightline issues. The wide-angle mirror at this location has made it much easier to see all the traffic in all directions. Smith says the installation of all 3 mirrors should reduce the collision rate and help improve safety. The mirrors cost a total of $700 and are made of plastic. It's not glass, so they won't get broken if they get hit by a rock, Smith said. There is also a lens covering the top portion of each mirror to keep snow from accumulating on the plastic surface during the winter. Mayor Chris Hope says the convex mirrors have been well received by the public. When someone texts you saying thank you for putting up the mirrors, you know you did the right thing, Hope said. Although Hope recommends traffic still proceeds with caution because of the odd-shaped intersections, the mirrors have made navigating through these points easier. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter with NorthBayNipissing.com. LJI is funded by the Government of Canada.